Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, today we start week 14 of this pandemic. We have been at this for over 3 months now. And it's clear that people are choosing different ways to live in the midst of it. The other day, I went to Kroger and saw 4 different people who are great examples of these different kinds of responses. The first person I saw was a woman who was not wearing a mask. She saw a friend of hers at the store and right away went over to her friend and gave her a great big hug. Then she said, both to her friend and to the others in the aisle around her, "Oh, I don't pay attention to all this social distancing nonsense." Well, that wasn't the word she used, but that's what she meant. She and her friend stood right next to each other. They talked, they touched each other's phones, and they paid no attention to this pandemic. They acted like COVID-19 was a hoax and they didn't really believe it. The second person I saw was a man who was wearing a mask, but it was down around his neck. What good's it gonna do down there? To me, that said, I'll recognize that this virus is real and I've got my mask, but I'm not gonna take it seriously. I'd rather focus on my own comfort instead of the well-being of my neighbor. So I've got this mask, but I'm not going to wear it on my face where it's supposed to be. The third person I saw was a woman with her daughter who was maybe about 8 or 9 years old. Both of them were wearing their masks, and they were making sure to stay 6 feet away from people. But the thing that I noticed about the mom, though, was her t-shirt. It was a picture of Professor Honeydew and Beaker from the Muppets. And all it said was, "Because science." Which is basically shorthand for, "I take this seriously because science says this is not nonsense." She and her daughter were doing everything they could to shop safely and stay away from other people. And the fourth person? Well, I'll get to him later. I imagine you've seen people responding in these 3 ways. All right, yes, we want to hug our friends. Yes, we want to be comfortable. Yes, we want to stay safe. So what do we do? How are we supposed to live right now? The mask has become more than just a face covering. What you do or don't do with your mask is a sign to everyone else around you about how you think you're supposed to live right now. It is also, I think, a good symbol for how we respond to following Jesus. But first, though, we need to hear a bit about today's gospel reading. It starts like this. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So in other words, Jesus has been doing a lot to help people. And he encourages the disciples to pray that God would send out more people to help. But you know, there's a funny thing that happens when you ask God to send someone to help. God often taps you on the shoulder or kicks you in the butt and says, okay, now you go do it. You are the someone. No matter how many times we try the, oh, let someone else do it excuse, God doesn't buy it. For example, many times we'll see a need in the world, or even a need in the life of the church, and we'll think, oh, I have a great idea for what should happen here, but I'm not going to do it. Someone else can do it. I'll even volunteer them for it, but I'm not going to do it myself. Yeah, no. That doesn't work. You are the someone. Jesus will give you the strength to do it. Right at the start of chapter 10, immediately after Jesus told his disciples to pray that God would send help, Jesus then gave them authority to do what he was doing, to cast out unclean spirits and cure every disease and sickness. He gave them the strength that they needed. He also told them that this task will be hard and that they will face opposition. And maybe the disciples weren't so excited about that. So for them, I bet that they had both internal and external opposition. Internally, these guys knew that they were working class guys. They were blue collar. They were fishermen and tax collectors. They were not the most educated people in society. The gospel reading even mentions them by name, as if to say, yes, it's shocking, but these are the people Jesus called. And maybe they didn't feel like they could do what Jesus wanted. Externally, their opposition was people who wouldn't listen to them. People who would drag them before governors and kings. People who would hate them for talking about Jesus. Today, we have internal and external opposition too. Internally, we are like those original disciples, in that we don't think we can do this. Yes, we know that we're supposed to, dare I use the word, evangelize, but we often feel inadequate and scared and unmotivated. And externally, our opposition is not that people will drag us before governors and kings. In fact, Christianity is socially acceptable in our country. We're not persecuted for our faith. Instead, the external opposition right now is this pandemic. Right? How are we supposed to tell others about Jesus when we're not even really supposed to leave our homes yet? Right? So we have our excuses too. We know what we're supposed to do, but sometimes we just don't want to do it. Go back to the three people I saw at Kroger and what they did or didn't do with their masks. There was the woman who wasn't wearing her mask and who thought the whole social distancing thing was nonsense. She knew what she was supposed to do, but she completely ignored it. Sometimes that's our approach to Jesus, too. We know what we're supposed to do, but we would rather live our lives as we see fit. We know other people pay attention to him and do what he wants, but that's not for us. We just ignore him. Well, then there was the man with the mask around his neck. This kind of discipleship at least acknowledges that we should listen to Jesus. We don't ignore him completely, but we still focus on our own comfort and what we want instead of what he wants. We worship on Sunday mornings, we pray before meals, we say the right words about Jesus, but then we really go off and do whatever we want. And then there's the woman and her daughter who are wearing masks because science says they should. That sounds more appropriate, right? We should listen to him and do what he says. We should take this seriously and obey him. But of course, that's not often the case. It seems that we are more often like the man with a mask around his neck. We know what we should do, but we don't really feel like doing it. That's our internal opposition. Discipleship makes us uncomfortable. Well, when it comes to the life of faith, though, it's not about how you feel. It's not about if you're inadequate or scared or reluctant. Faith is not about your feelings. Faith is about trusting and obeying Jesus, even when we don't feel like it. For example, prior to this pandemic, think about if a friend of yours was at the hospital. Even if you didn't feel like visiting them because you didn't want to see them in this condition, you knew that the visit wasn't for you. It was for your friend. It was to let them know that you cared. So you put your discomfort aside and you visited them. That's discipleship. It's not about you. Or let me put it another way. Jesus didn't send his original disciples out to do these things because they were perfect people or because they were well qualified. He sent them out because he had faith in them. So often we talk about us having faith in Jesus, but he also has faith in us. Have you ever thought about that? Jesus trusts you. Even if we don't feel up to doing this, he doesn't care. He trusts that he can still work through us anyway. So that gets rid of our first excuse. It's not about us and our feelings. But what about our external opposition? How are we supposed to share the good news when we're not even supposed to leave the house? Well, that brings me to the fourth person I saw at Kroger. As I was scanning my items at the self-checkout lane, a man in front of me told an employee that he forgot his Kroger card. And so they asked one of the other people at self-checkout if they could borrow his card. And this man, who was wearing his mask, said yes. This man was given an opportunity to serve someone else just by letting him borrow his Kroger card, and he did it. There was the love of Jesus. There was discipleship, right? That's how we do it. It happens in our everyday lives. Unlike the woman with the because science shirt, this man was both wearing his mask to protect others, and he was reaching out to serve them. Rather than just keeping to himself and using social distancing as a reason to avoid helping people, he saw a need and he stepped up to meet it. Maybe in your case, though, it's not about letting someone use your Kroger card. Maybe it's about being a listening ear to that person in your family who just won't stop talking. Maybe it's about picking up the phone and calling that person you haven't talked to in ages, even though they could pick up the phone too. Maybe it's about writing that letter to mend that relationship that was broken years ago. As I've said, even if this pandemic has forced us out of our building, the church is still open. We are still the church. So the pandemic excuse doesn't matter either. We are still able to serve others. So even if you don't feel up to serving someone, that doesn't matter. Jesus still has faith in you. And even if you think this pandemic has stopped you from being around people, that doesn't matter either. You are still in contact with others. Jesus had faith in those original disciples, and he has faith in us. He has faith in you. So let's take our masks off of our necks, put them on our faces where they belong, and serve the people around us. Because if Jesus can change the world through those original disciples, then he can change the world through us too. And that's good news. So in the name of the one who sends us forth to serve, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.